In the morning that Elena was killed at school, I had to get to a meeting early in the morning at work, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
That's Ryan Petty describing why mornings are so hard for him now. He's one of the many fathers who lost a loved one in last month's mass school shooting that occurred on Valentine's Day. In Petty's case, his 14-year-old daughter, Elena, was killed.
The families of the victims at Stoneman Douglas are part of a club that nobody wants to be a member of. It's not a fun club to be in.
Andrew Pollock is also a part of that so-called club since he lost his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow, in the shooting. Both Pollock and Petty, as well as other families, have come to Tallahassee to ask lawmakers and other state officials like Governor Rick Scott to make sure something is done legislative-wise.
I'm here so no one else ever has to do this again. I want to be the last father to bury a kid that was killed in a school. So I'm up here, I'm fighting like a lion.
And it looks like his, as well as the other efforts of many like student survivors, have paid off. Since the legislature not only passed gun safety legislation, Governor Rick Scott also signed it into law Friday. It includes a ban on bump stocks, an add-on that can allow a semi-automatic weapon to fire like an automatic weapon with the pull of a single trigger. It also includes a 3-day waiting period for all firearms with some exceptions. In addition, the new law raises the minimum age for anyone to buy a gun from 18 to 21. And law enforcement would be able to seize weapons from a person deemed mentally ill and likely poses a threat. A person deemed mentally defective by a judge would also not be able to purchase a gun. There is also a commission charged with investigating the failings that occurred surrounding what led up to the mass shooting. And there's also money for mental health and school safety.
I called on the legislature to give me a bill that will allow us to make our schools far safer, allowing for much greater law enforcement presence and for hardening our school buildings. This bill does that. I called on the legislature to give me a bill which provides more funding for mental health services. This bill does that. I called on the legislature to give me a bill which gives us the ability to seek restraining orders to keep guns away from people with mental health problems and for people who are in danger to themselves and others. This bill does that. I asked for a bill which would ban bump stocks and raise the age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, and this bill does that.
And with Governor Scott's approval, the measure became law. And Pollock says with this new statute, he's not going to stop. He's going to start traveling all around the country to encourage other states to pass similar laws.
Because I don't only want to be the last father to bury a kid in Florida. I want to continue on to the other states in the country. So Florida right now, we could lead by an example to these other states. I'm not going to stop. We're going to go with the help of Governor Scott and Pam. I'm going to go visit every governor in every state, and I'm going to say, look, this is what we did in Florida. You need to be proactive so another family doesn't have to go through what I've done, or my friend Ryan.
Meanwhile, a controversial provision is still included in the bill that could allow for the arming of some teachers and some other personnel. It's part of a Guardian program named after one of the coaches who lost his life in the mass shooting while shielding students from bullets. While Governor Scott says he's still against it, he says at least it's voluntary and must first have the approval of the county superintendent and local sheriff's office. A teacher, who may also be a coach, for example, who wants to participate in the program, would then be deputized and must have completed law enforcement training to be able to carry a gun on the school grounds. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.